بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب ذكر الموت وقصر العمل. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى: وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. وقال تعالى: فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. صدق الله العظيم. This is a new chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah introduces. The subject matter of this chapter is extremely important. In fact, it is a challenge that every one of us throughout our entire life in this world is facing. Shaitan took an oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي قال ربي بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين. Various places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in different ways this oath and qasam which Shaitan took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will beautify this world for us. Allah Ta'ala himself, many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That the aspects of this world and the life of this world have been beautified for you. In other words, this dunya and everything that it contains, everything that we see in this world, the reality is that our lives are very, very short. The reality is that this world is an object of deception. And the constant challenge that is facing every one of us is to remind ourselves of this reality. Like one sage put it beautifully, Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. This entire life in this world is only 3 days. يَوْمُ أَمْسِمْ مَضَى مَا بِيَدِكَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. One is the day that has already passed. The section of our life that is gone, what happened yesterday, مَا بِيَدِكَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing you can do about it. It's gone and it's never ever coming back. وَيَوْمُ غَدٍ. The second day is tomorrow. فَلَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنْتَ مُدْرِكَهُ أَمْ لَا. You don't know if you're going to live till tomorrow. وَيَوْمٌ أَمْتَ فِيهِ. And he says the third day is the day which you are in now, that is right now, this moment that you have, this Fajr Salah that you just read. The reality is that no one can guarantee that we will be alive to read Zuhr Salah today. Leave Zuhr Salah, there isn't a guarantee that we will be able to even leave this masjid. Such is the true nature of the life of this world. Now if we weigh that against how we are living our lives, how much of plans, how much of aspirations, how many ambitions, how many desires. In fact, every new day seems to bring a new ambition and a new desire, and new long, long aspirations and plans. And the absolute reality is that the more we endeavor in that direction, and the more we make effort in that direction, it is in fact a testimony of the weakness of our iman. It's a testimony of us falling prey to the deception of shaitan. It's a testimony to us actually where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have beautified this world for you in order to test you. And the more beautiful this world becomes to us, the more our aspirations and our ambitions and our desires, like a raging tide in our heart, increases for this dunya, it is a testimony to us failing this test. In fact, the weakness and the erosion of our iman. So like I said, the subject matter of this particular chapter is something that we can go on. Volumes can be written in it, on it. Many, many, many verses in the Quran. We find that unusually in this particular chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in his introduction has brought many verses of the Quran. Other chapters, we find few verses of the Quran. Because this subject matter is something that is interspersed throughout Quran. The heading that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given, Babu Dhikril Maut. The chapter that deals with reminding ourselves of Maut. Maut Kiyad. Reminding ourselves of death. And the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that in reality, death is something we don't need to remind ourselves of. Death is something that every day we are getting a constant reminder of it. Just walk in the masjid, you see the funeral notice board. Nowadays with social media, you get up every morning, it's almost every day, you'll see the message, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, the mention of someone who has passed away. What puts us into this mindset that the next person is not me? What guarantee have we got? The fact of the matter is we've got no guarantee, absolutely. And the fact of the matter is there is a very real possibility that the next person is you or I. Yet, unfortunately, many of us are in denial with regards to this. So Babu Dhikril Maut, the chapter that deals with the remembrance or the reminder of Maut and death. And if one does not remember his death, if one becomes convinced of the longevity of the life in this world, then what is the next harm that occurs is that long and lengthy aspirations. That is why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in the introduction, Dhikrul Maut wa Qissar al Amal, the chapter which deals with reminding oneself of death and the curtailing of aspirations. In other words, cut short your aspirations. Cut short your long, long plans. A man plans, when he gets up in the morning, he's got plans for the next 60 years. He's planning a 60-foot tall building. Yet little does he realize that before the sun of that day will set, he's going to go 6 feet beneath the ground. A person is planning some big wedding or some big function. He doesn't realize, and he's ordering, or he has given the order to the caterers for this big function. Little does he realize that the flesh of his body has already been ordained to become the food of the insects of the grave very shortly. That is the reality of this dunya. A person goes to the tailor for this big function that he is planning. He doesn't realize that the calico or the cloth for his kafan and his janazah has already reached the marketplace. That is the dunya. So Babu Dhikril Maut, the chapter which deals with reminding ourselves, keep reminding ourselves of Maut and death, wa Qissar al Amal, and curtail your aspirations, curtail your long, long plans in this world. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to achieve this and I'm going to achieve that. We have big, big hopes, big, big desires, big, big ambitions, big, big aspirations. But the fulfillment of those aspirations are not in our control. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah Ta'ala says, those of you who desire this world, will make big, big plans for this world, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ. We will give you dunya, but not according to your aspirations, not according to your plans, not what you have decided. مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah says, we will give whom we want to give to the extent that we want to give. But because you made your goal dunya, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Your eventual abode, Allah protect us, will become Jahannam. If we will allow ourselves to fall prey to this plot and deception of this world, where this becomes the be-all and sum-all of our existence. Taqwa, piety, Allah's closeness, immersement in amal, effort of akhirat, all this is based on our constantly reminding ourselves of maut, convincing ourselves that the life in this world is very, very short. Every moment, every second that we have, every new day that we have is very, very precious and valuable, and should be utilized for the akhirat, for a'mal, for correcting our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than immersing ourselves in long, long plans in this world. So the first verse of the Quran, quite appropriately, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings under this heading, the reminding, remembrance of death and curtailing of aspirations in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste death. Every soul will taste death. Death is an absolute reality. And interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. ذَاقَ يَذُوكُ means to taste. Normally it is used when you eat something. You will taste. You will get a taste for something that you eat. Unfortunately, the reality, my respected brothers, is that the madaq or the taste of death is bitter. The taste of death and mort is something that is bitter. Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every one of you will taste or will drink from the cup of death. There is a madaq, there is a taste to death. The taste is affected by the type of life one lives. For example, the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa. The one who loves to meet Allah. The one who loves to meet Allah, in other words, the one who is ready for his death. Al-mawtu jisrun yusilu al-habibi ila al-habib. Death is a bridge which will connect you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connects the lover with his beloved. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. So immediately, what did the sahaba say? Alaysa kulluna yakrahul maut? Ya Rasulullah, who amongst us is there that likes death? We dislike death. No one likes to die. Alaysa kulluna yakrahul maut? Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled the sahaba, the mafhum of the hadith, is that if a person lives his life correctly, with the constant preparation of mort and death, then when the time of death comes, then Allah will reveal to this person what lies ahead. The beautiful ni'mats and bounties of Jannat and Akhirat will be opened up to this person in this world. And immediately, when he sees what lies ahead, then automatically he will desire all this. So the taste of death for him will become very sweet, according to his amal. Otherwise, the taste of death is very, very bitter. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Quran tells us, every soul is going to taste death. So dhikrul maut, remember your death. Remember the transient nature of this life. Do not be deceived and fall into a deception in this world. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.